This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We have a very interesting Gemara tonight. The Gemara describes pretty graphically some of these mumin of tzedakah that we've been discussing. But Torah Hivalumot Anutzarach. Now, we have some doctors here, so you'll tell me whether these conditions are still extant. Second. You'll tell me whether these conditions are still extant. We're on Ayin. Tonight we're learning Daf Ayin Vav. We begin Ayin Hey Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Hahu Uvda Dehava Bepampadisa. There was a story that happened in the great city of Pampadisa. What happened? Istatim Guvsa de Shechvazera. The tube that releases the semen got sealed up. The apik, and it came out Bemakim Kitanim, in the place where one urinates. Now this is very strange, because Bizmanazah, the ejaculation comes out of the same place the person urinates in every male. But apparently, the Gemara maintains that ideally, in the healthy male, that there are two separate tubes. In fact, the Chazon Ish says, Nishtana HaTeva. And that's the way it used to be. There used to be two separate tubes. I don't know, we have some doctors here. But Bizman HaZeh, it's from the same tube. In fact, my understanding is that before ejaculation, because that area is acidic, there is a gland that releases a base chemical that neutralizes the tube so that the semen is viable. So Bizman HaZeh, definitely it comes out of the same place. But in the Bizman HaGemara, there are two separate tubes, but in this individual, their tube that releases Shechva Zera was sealed up, and the Zera came out, B'makam Ketanim, Savar of Bibi Barabaye Lachshure. Rav Bibi Barabaye thought that it's kosher, because the Beitzim were still intact, and the Gid was still intact. It's just there was a blockage. So the person perhaps is capable of having children. Amar Rav Papi, Rav Papi said, you know why you think that way? Mishum da'asu mimulai. You come from people of cut-off age. We know that Abaye came from the house of Eli, and those who came from that house died at a young age because of the curse that was placed on their mishpacha. They were called mulai, the cut-off ones. Their lives were truncated, and therefore, that's why you feel this person is kosher. Amritu mili mulyasan. Therefore, you say wrong things. Because you come from people who live short, you say matters that are not complete. Bimakoima mivashla. When the semen comes out of its correct place, then it's ripe and it's effective, it's viable. Shalabim kaimalay mivashla. But if it doesn't come out of the right place, then it's not viable. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Nikav v'nistam. If the organ had a hole in it, and then it was sealed up, then so there was a puncture in the area. The area was pierced, and then it was sealed up. Kol she'ilu nikri v'nikra pasal. Any situation where if the person were to release semen, the pressure of the release of the semen would tear open the whole puzzle. Ve'ilav, but otherwise kosher. That is the criteria. Havi be Rava, question this. Hecha, where is the hole? Ilei malamata me'atara, if it's below the corona, in the area of the basar at the tip, then afil nichras nami, even if the whole thing is cut off, the person's not a cross shivcha. We already learned that area is not vital. Ela ba'atara atzma. It refers to a hole in the corona itself. It marnami, we learned also. Amar of Mari bar mar. Rav Mari Bar Mar said, Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel, in the name of Mar Ukva, who said the name of Shmuel, Nikev Ba'atara Atzma Vinistam, if the organ was pierced in the corona, and then it was sealed up, Kol She'ilu Nikri V'Nikra Pasul, if a person were to emit semen and it would tear it open, it's Pasul V'Yilav Kasher, otherwise it's Kasher. Shalach le Rava Bray the Rabba le Rav Yosef. Rava, the son of Rava, said to Rav Yosef. Rava, the son of Rava, sent to Rav Yosef. Ilam din Rabbeinu. The master should teach us. Hechi avdinan. What do we now? So you have basically, if you have somebody, they have a puncture, and you want to know, will the pressure of releasing the semen tear open the hole? So basically what you have to do is you have to arouse the guy to release the semen. So how do you do that? Well, you can't do that by handling the Eiver. That's prohibited. Loisinov teaches me that it's Arai, it's Niof, it's Gilui Arayos to do that. That's considered adultery. So how do you arouse the guy to emit the semen? Hechi Avdinon. Amarleis, Rabbi Yosef said, Maisina nahama chamima desari. We bring hot bread of barley. U manchinan le abe pukri. We put it in the hole where he excretes. We put the hot bread by the anus. Umikri, and that will cause him to become a balkari. That will cause him to emit the semen. The heat in that area, in the back, will cause him to emit the semen in Ba'oisei Makayim. The Chazinolin, we're going to see whether it rips open the hole. So, the question is, this is a very far-fetched way to get a man to emit semen. I mean, is that's what, you have to go to such great lengths? You can't think of a more natural method that you have to put hot bread? What is this guy, like a tzaddik yisoid oilam, that this is the only thing that will arouse him? I mean, is every person like Yaakov Avinu, who said at age 44 that Reuven was his first semen that he emitted? Amar Abaye Atukuli Alma Yaakov Avinu Havai? Is everybody in the world like Yaakov Avinu? The Chsivei, it says about him, Koichi Veroishis Oini. He's my strength and the beginning of my power. Shaloi Ra Kerim Yamav. He never saw Kerry in his life. This is the kind of thing that you need to do to have the person release the carry. But rather, Abaye said, "Ma'abrinon kamei bigdei tzivayin." What we do is we pass before him colorful garments, meaning of a woman, and these attractive garments will cause him to release the semen. So the Gemara says, "Is this person so steeped in arayis that the mere glance at a woman's garment will cause him to emit semen?" The Gemara says, "Amar Rava to kuli ama Barzilai hagaladihu." Is everyone like Barzilai? Barzilai was someone who aged very prematurely because he was so involved in gilei arayos. So ela machvarta kedashanin meikara. It's clear that the method that we mentioned earlier is the correct way. Is the proper way to get the person to become a balkari. Says Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nikev Pasul. One whose Eivar is pierced is Pasul, Mipneishu Shoises. Because if it's Nikev, he will drip. It's going to drip. Nistam Kasher. If the hole is sealed up, in other words, if there's a hole in the Eiver, so then the person is pasul lave bakahal. Mimneishu shoises, because it's the semen will drip out. Nistam, but if the hole is sealed, kasher, he's fit to marry into the kol. Mimneishu moilet, because he's able to have a child. This is a disqualification that it could become kosher again. In other words, this is a situation where a hole could become sealed up. and a hole that becomes sealed up, the person reverts back to being kosher. Now, this implies that there are other kinds of holes that cannot be sealed up. Now, what kind of hole cannot be sealed up? V'zehu lemuti mai. What does zehu come to exclude? Lemuti krum sha'ala machmas maka barea. This excludes if, let's say, a membrane or a scar tissue that grew on a hole or a wound in the lung. So, in other words, in the male organ, if there's a hole, it's possible for it to become sealed up. But if there's a hole in the lung, scar tissue cannot seal it. That's not considered a good membrane. So now, Shalach le Rav Idi bar Avin la Abaye. Rav Idi bar Avin sent to Abaye, Heichi Avdin, what do we do to seal up a hole in the male organ? This is wild. Maisinan sa'arta, we take barley, a grain of barley. Umisartinale, we scratch in the area where there's a hole. So now this area is going to bleed. Umaisinan tarba, we bring fat. Vishaifina, we rub the wound. Then, umaisinan shumshuma gamla, we take a fat ant. Umenachtinale, and we cause the ant to bite that area. Now, if the ant is going to bite the area, the ant's going to stick his head into the hole in the organ. The ant's going to get his head stuck in the hole. Then we cut off the ant's head, and the ant's head will meld, will sort of disintegrate into the hole, and the ant's head seals up the hole of the male organ. But v'davka sa'arta, you have to scratch the area with barley, aval pazel mizrav zaref. But if you use steel, it's just going to cause a wound. Now this only works for hani mili katan. This only works if it's a small wound, aval gadol. But if it's a large, if it's a large hole, mikval mikpule mikval. Whatever grows, whatever like scar forms on top of it, it will just peel off. Okay. Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Rabba Bar Hunav says, Hamato Mayim Ishtei Mekoimais, one who urinates from two places, he urinates both from the tube of Meraglayim and the tube of Zera, Pasol. He is Pasol, Lava Bekal, it's considered Psuadaka. Amar Rabba Lasochas Eloik of Rabba like Abba. This statement was said by Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The halacha is not like Rabba Bar Rav Huna, or like the father, or like Rav Huna. Bra, the statement the son said, Hada Amran, that which he just said, that if somebody urinates out of the Makam Zara, he's Enei Motor Lavi B'Kahal. Abba, and this that the halacha is not like Rav Huna, the Amr Rav Huna, Noshim HaMesoylo Zubazu. Women who they engage in mishkav nekeva. They are involved in tashmish between nekeva and nekeva. Psulei slakuhuna. The opinion of Huna is they become a zoyna and they're pasul lakuhuna. And we don't paskin that way. But rather, v'afilu Rebbe Lazar da Amar, even Rebbe Lazar who says, panoi habal pnuya shalelo shemishas, if a young boy, if a single boy lives with a single girl, not for marriage, asa zayna, he makes her a zayna. Hani miliyish, that's the relations between man and woman. Aval isha, but the relations between a woman and a woman, pritzusa va'alma, it's just plain, low behavior. However, it does not render her a zayna. We don't paskin like Rav Huna. Okay, Mav Rabbeisai. We know that a Ptsuadaka cannot marry, love, cannot come Bekal Hashem. But a Gioires or a Shivcha Mishachreres could marry Ptsuadaka and a Kros Shavcha, says the Mishnah. Ptsuadaka, Kros Shavcha, Mutar Megioires and Mishachreres, they're permitted to marry Gioires and a Mishachreres. Ve'enon Asurin Elo Milavoy Bakahal. And all they can marry is into the regular Kahal of Klal Yisrael. However, they are permitted to marry a mishachreres and a giyores. Shenem leyove b'tzodag roshuvcha b'kal Hashem. They cannot enter the kal of Hashem. However, they are allowed to marry those who are not deemed b'kal Hashem. So now the Gemara is a gavaldig shayla. So we know that a p'tzodaka and a kroshuvcha could marry a shivcha and a giyores. What about, we know a kohen cannot marry a shivcha or a giyores because the shivcha and a giyores are considered a zayna. But what if the kohen is a p'tzodaka? P'tzodaka can marry a giyores. P'tzodaka can marry a shivcha. A kohen who's a p'tzodaka, do they lose their status of kahuna and now kohen p'tzodaka could marry a giyores? Or do we say no? The fact that their p'tzodaka allows them to marry a giyores, but their kahuna is still intact, and that will not allow them to marry a giyores. The Bnei Yeshiva asked from Rav Sheshes, p'tzodaka kohen, a p'tzuadaka who's a kohen, mahu b'giyores u'mishachras. Is she allowed to marry a convert and a slave that was freed? Do we say b'kdusha say koiva aser? The kohen retains his kedusha and his aser. Oidilma, or maybe lav b'kdusha say koiva shari. He does not maintain his state of kahuna and he is mutter to marry the giyores and the mishachras. You hear the shayla? The Gavaldig Shaila. No? You're maskim? Yeah? Can a kohen who is a p'tzuadaka marry a giyores or mishachres? Does the fact that the kohen is a p'tzuadaka, does that remove him from the status of kahuna? That is the great question. Amalhu Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes said, Tenisua, we learned in a braisa, p'tzuadaka Yisrael, who is a p'tzuadaka, mutter b'nasina, he's allowed to marry a nasin. Now, usually, a Yisrael cannot marry a nasin. A nasin is from the Zayinumais. Frekti Gemara, v'isakadayta b'kdusha seikai, if you're going to say p'tzuadaka retains his kedusha, Ikri kan loisis chatein bam. Well, what about the pasuk of loisis chatein bam? We know that you're not going to marry the seven nations who occupied Eretz Yisrael, and this the Gemara feels is even talking about gerim. So even though the nasinim were megayer, but midaraisa you're not to marry them. So if a p'tzuadaka is allowed to marry nasina, it must be the p'tzuadaka is not kadosh. He loses his kedusha. So the same way, p'tzuadaka Yisrael can marry a nasin, p'tzuadaka kohen should be able to marry a giyores and a shivcha. Says the Gemara, what in the world are you talking about? Amar Rava atu hasamishim kedusha v'lav kedusha here. Is it that regarding the Yisra of Lois Chatin Bam, it's dependent on whether you're holy or not? No. Marrying into an asin or who converted, it's not a matter of whether you're Kadosh or not. It's a matter of Dilma Moile Ben Va'azel Pachav Azgachavim. The reason you're not allowed to marry someone from the Zion Umais is because you might have a kid and the kid's going to worship Abba Dezara. Now that is Sir Da'iraisa Vahani Mili Biyosin of the Kacham. That's when they're idols. Ki Megayri, when they convert, Mishra Shari, then the Zayin Umais are Mutter Medaraisa. It's just the rabbis came and said, Rabbananu de Gozibahu. The rabbis came and said that even though Medaraisa it's only also when they're a goy because you might produce idolaters, Midrabanan, it's also even when they convert. But when did the Rabbanon make a decree? That's only if there's a concern when, before they converted, of producing idolaters. But if you're not capable of having a child, So then the Rabbanan never made a decree. The rabbis only made a decree by those who are capable of producing children. But those who are not capable of having children, the rabbis did not make a decree. So that is what the Gemara says, that the Isser Drabanan parallels Isser Dairaisa. That the Isser Drabanan is only applicable in a situation where the reason for the Isser Dairaisa would apply. Where does the reason for the Isser Dairaisa apply? The reason for the Isser Dairaisa applies in a case where you have a kid. But if you're a Lav Bar Moilid, because you're a Psua Daka, then there's no possible Isser Drabanan. So Gemara has a very interesting question on this. The Gemara just said now that the Isser D'Rabbanan is only when it's possible to father a child. Elameyata, but now, Mamzer D'Bar Oilude. A Mamzer who could have a child, so then there should be an Isser D'Rabbanan for the Mamzer to marry a convert of the Nesinim. Hachinami the Asr. For a Mamzer, it should be Asr Jabana to marry a Nasin. But Vahatam with the Dinamishnah Mamzer, Nasin with Tam Lavazabazah. A Nasin is not to marry a Mamzer. So what do we see from there? That it's not a matter of any time there's a kid, there's an Isra Drabana, but rather, the reason why the Mamzer would be allowed to marry the Nasin, L'chayra, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ella, Ki Gazar Abanan. When did the Rabbanan make a decree that you can't marry a Nesin, B'ksherim, only a kosher Jew? B'psulim lo gazer Rabban. The rabbis never made a decree by a pasul Jew. So then it would come out that by Pitsua Daka they never made a decree. So if they never made a decree by Pitzua Daka, it's not because the Pitzua Daka doesn't have Kedusha like we thought originally, but they Midoi Raisa, it's Aser before they convert. And Midrabanan, it's Aser only when they're Ksherim. But it's not because the Pitzua Daka loses their Kedusha. But listen, the Gemara falls off. Hadar Amar Rav Alam Milsehi. Rav says, not even true. The Iser Doi Raisa of Lois Hischatein Bam does not apply when they're Goyim. Because you can't marry a guy anyway. Kedushin is not toifis to a guy. B'yoysen adicham lasul chasnos. When they're of the Abadizah, there's no chasnos. Nisgayru isul chasnos. It's only possible to marry them when they convert. So the Isser Dairaisa of Loises Chatein Bam is only applicable once they convert. If that's the case, if the Isser D'Oraisa to marry a Nesin is when they convert, why in the world could a Pitzua Daka violate an Isser D'Oraisa and marry a Nesin? It must be, you know why Pitzua Daka can marry a Nesin? Because a Pitzua Daka doesn't have Kedusha. Oh, Pitzua Daka doesn't have Kedusha, can marry a Nesin, so then a Koyein, who's a Pitzua Daka, should be allowed to marry a Gioires, just like Rav Sheshes said. Right, Rav Sheshes said, Amar Le Rishab Tinisua Pitzua Daka Yisrael Mutar Benesina. So too, a Pitzua Daka should be allowed to marry a Gioires, even though the Pitzua Daka is a Kayin. And with this, we will hold it. Okay, stay tuned. Tomorrow night begins the Gemara of the century. Favorite Gemara. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great night. Kol tov. Sorry, I'm not hearing. So, Tzudaka what?
It's Truma.
Tzudaka, it's Truma. So you're saying according to the Tzad that a Tzudaka could marry a Gioires, why could a Tzudaka eat Truma?
Right, and also to write that he doesn't lose his Kedusha. Even if he marries... Right, if he becomes a Pesudak and his wife, and he marries his wife, she still eats it
all. And so does he. So you mean that's against Rav Sheshes?
Right.
So we'll see, there's a svara that he only loses his Kedusha Lagabe Nesuin, Legabe Mer, and Yoni Ishos, perhaps. There's such an idea. He only loses his Kedusha, Legabe, and Yoni Ishos. But Legabe, other, in other words, Petsua Daka, does he get the first Aliyah? You know, is he a Kohen? Could he Dochen? Or is it just Legabe matters of Ishos, since he can't produce a child, so he loses Kedushas Kahuna? Maybe we'll discuss that. Okay, shkayach, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.